This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
The information provided or any opinions expressed in this show are of a general nature only and should not be construed or relied on as a recommendation to invest in a financial product or class of financial products. You should seek financial advice specific to your circumstances from a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. A disclosure statement can be obtained free of charge.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. This is a program called Candy View. It's all about your financial options, and it's our pleasure to have in the studio today Paula Endicott, who is from the Stewart Group right here in Hastings. How are you going, Paula?
I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, before we talk about all the things we're going to talk about today, just remind our listeners what the Stewart Group is all about.
Great. So Stewart Group is a family-owned business. We focus on all things financial planning. We provide advice on insurance, on investments, and on KiwiSaver and pension transfers. But most importantly, Ken, we just help people make smart decisions about their money.
Yes, indeed you do. And you're there for anyone.
Absolutely. Yep, anybody. Yep.
And where are you exactly?
So we're at 204 Karamu Road in Hastings, and we're also on the terrace in Wellington as well.
Now we're going to talk about some of your specialties today, and on the list is transferring your Australian super to New Zealand. We're going to talk about KiwiSaver and ACI funds. But first of all, tell us, what is Australian super?
Great. So Australian Super is just like KiwiSaver. Mm-hmm. It's a long-term investment vehicle that is designed to help individuals save for retirement.
And why would we want to transfer our Australian Super from Australia to New Zealand? What would be the advantage for us to do that?
Oh, there's many advantages, Ken. So the first one being is that you can consolidate your KiwiSaver with your Australian Super. Mm-hmm. We find there's a big misconception around the way KiwiSaver is invested. It's not particularly within New Zealand. The global diversification is really important for our KiwiSaver clients, and that's where we focus all of our funds to go.
I guess if we looked at return on investment, are we getting as good a return on investment through our investing in New Zealand as we are in Australia with our super funds?
Well, being that they're not diversified within New Zealand, Ken, they are globally diversified. That's the misconception.
Yes.
Yep, so it depends. Because your money is held within New Zealand doesn't mean that it is diversified within New Zealand.
Now, what happens if I'm a Kiwi, been working in Australia for some years, and I come back to New Zealand, I relocate? Does my super not automatically follow me?
It doesn't. So your superannuation will stay within Australia. The key points here is that it will remain in Australia, not accessible until your preservation age. Mm-hmm. So in Australia, that's between age 55 and 60. It is subject to Australian tax laws. And the big thing that we have found that if it's inactive, it may be transferred to the Australian Tax Office. Now, Ken, there's a staggering $16.1 billion unclaimed super or lost superannuation within Australia. That's a huge amount of hard-earned money that is sitting with the Australian Tax Office.
And I guess it's probably the last thing you think about when you're coming home.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many more things on the forefront of our minds, but it is something to get tidy. It is something that is important to get tidy once you move back to New Zealand, move back to or permanently immigrate to New Zealand.
Is it ever too late to get that money back?
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, so how do you help me get that money?
So we help in many ways. So we encourage clients to come in and have a chat with us, call us, have a chat with us. We take the guesswork out of the paperwork and the process. It can be quite a long, drawn-out process, but we simplify that for clients. Having a tax file number is great, not essential. Mm-hmm. We can provide recommendations on where to find that. And then we'll take you through the process of doing that transfer for you.
Indeed. All right, so we get the money back here and mm-hmm. we come in and we have a bit of a sit down with you. What are you going to recommend that we do with that money?
Well, we have, within the KiwiSaver funds, you can actually access the Australian portion of your KiwiSaver from your Australian preservation age. Mm-hmm. So be that between 55 and 60 years old, you can access that portion. Whereas in New Zealand, you can't access your KiwiSaver until 65. Once it's over here, we service our KiwiSaver clients. We keep them informed of market updates. We provide birthday messages. We encourage clients to come into the office and have a chat with us. We encourage them to call us. And we provide them with updates on what's happening within the markets. Also, a really important one that we focus on at the moment, Ken, is that we're reminding clients of how much they may need to top up to be eligible for a government contribution.
Mm, yes, indeed. It's easy peasy, really, isn't it? Because you guys are taking care of all the hard work for us.
We do it all for you, absolutely.
How long does it take?
At the moment, it's taking between 3 to 8 weeks to complete the process. Sometimes it's much sooner. Sometimes it takes up to 8 weeks.
Just in case there's anyone out there in Radio Land who doesn't know what KiwiSaver is, just refresh your memories. What is KiwiSaver?
Great. So KiwiSaver is an investment vehicle, again, that was built for retirement for Kiwis. We have an opt-in, opt-out preference with KiwiSaver, but essentially your employer contribution goes into KiwiSaver, matched with an employee contribution. That builds up over time. Alongside that, Ken, is that anybody aged between 18 and 65 is eligible for a government contribution. Mm-hmm. So for every $1,042 you put in, the government will match that by 50 cents. So thinking about that over the long term, $521 free from the government every year is nothing to shy away from.
That is not. Is there a minimum and a maximum of money you can put into KiwiSaver?
Absolutely not. No. Nope.
So you can put as little as you want and as much as you want.
Correct. Yep.
Now, that money is locked up, isn't it?
That money is locked away. So it sits there for, essentially, it's a retirement vehicle. For younger people who are investing in KiwiSaver, they can use it for a deposit for their first home. There are several other reasons or ways that you could access your KiwiSaver, but the purpose of it is for long-term retirement savings.
Now, there's KiwiSaver and it's KiwiSaver, isn't it? For someone who's a little bit nervy about the share market, we can go to a conservative style of investing. What are the others?
Absolutely. So you have a conservative style of investing, which you invest mainly in income assets. There's a low risk involved with that. Of course, with any investments, there is a risk. Mm-hmm. There is a risk. We have a conservative approach, or you could sit somewhere in the middle with a mix between income assets and growth assets, which you may sit and more comfortable with in a balanced fund. And then you have a growth fund, which is mainly growth assets. On a basic level, Ken, of course, there's always split ways that you can do that.
Yes.
But that's essentially the approach that you take, and that's based on your risk appetite and also your time frame for investment.
But I guess someone who's relatively young, like yourself, for instance, you might go into the growth scheme, whereas an old geezer like me comes along, mm-hmm. you might say, "Oh, well, you might be best to put your money in the conservative funding." Is that the way it works, or?
It can be, but also you have to look at reasons for investment. For someone, let's say I was 10, 20 years younger than what I actually am, Ken, and perhaps I'm saving for a first home. I get nearer to that time of needing money for my first home. I can't take the volatility in the markets, so I may move down to a conservative mm-hmm. fund. That's the type of service that we provide at Stewart Group. We look at a whole approach, and we look at stages in the life cycle as well, and where you might be best suited to be investing, depending on what your goals are.
And you can do that at any time, can't you?
Absolutely, you can, yep.
Now, you do have an alternative to KiwiSaver. It's called ACI. Tell us about that.
Great. So our ACI fund is another investment vehicle that, to put it basically, it's a mirror image of KiwiSaver. The difference being that it is liquid, so you can have cash in your bank within 5 days. Mm. And there's only a minimum $50 deposit to open an ACI fund. Again, your funds are globally diversified like your KiwiSaver funds. And it's a wonderful vehicle to have alongside your KiwiSaver. Works part and parcel with it. Think of it, I once had it described to me as a horse, two horses in a chariot. Your horse, two horses, your ACI fund and your KiwiSaver fund working together side by side, and you, of course, are in the chariot.
Yes, indeed. And how often do you think, Paula, should I, as a client, be looking at my investments and having a chat with you and say, well, are we going in the right direction, or should we be changing, or should I be, how often should I come and see you?
Absolutely. So people who check their investments every day. Goodness yeah. me, they can go up and down like a yo-yo yes. can. But when your life circumstances change, have a check-in. Are we on the right track? You have birth of a child, you have a sale of a business, inheritance. Whenever a big life change happens to you, that's a good time to look at your investments or make a note to look at it annually.
Good on you, Paula. Just remind our listeners before I let you get back to work, if we want to contact you or any of the financial advisors at the Stewart Group, how do we do that?
You come and find us at 204 Karamu Road in Hastings or on the terrace in Wellington. You can find us at www.stewartgroup.co.nz or at 0800 number, which is 0800 878 961.
Great to chat with you, and I look forward to chatting to you again sometime in the very near future.
Thank you so much for having me.
The information provided or any opinions expressed in this show are of a general nature only and should not be construed or relied on as a recommendation to invest in a financial product or class of financial products. You should seek financial advice specific to your circumstances from a financial advisor before making any financial decisions. A disclosure statement can be obtained free of charge.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.